Afghanistan has a lot of cats and dogs roaming dusty streets. There are no government programs to control the animal population, though foreigners do take in some of the stray and wild animals.
One British Marine went quite a bit further. After rescuing a number of dogs during his tour of duty, he went back to Afghanistan and established a shelter and clinic. It's been able to transport about 700 cats and dogs out of the country, and they've been reunited with the soldiers, aid workers, and contractors who had cared for them. NPR's Sean Carberry has the story from Kabul.
A pack of tail-wagging mutts greet you as you pass through the towering blast walls into the Kabul compound of the organization Nozad Dogs.
What do you think of our dog pack? Anybody want to take a dog home? We've got 130 to choose from.
Pen Farthing served as a Royal Marine Commando in Helmand Province in 2006. It all started when he was on a patrol and came across a dog used in local dog fights. As he writes in his book, One Dog at a Time, he couldn't just leave the battered animal.
I ended up hatching a plan to get him out of Nowzad, which is the town we were in down in Helmand, up to Kabul and then from Kabul back to the UK.
After returning to the UK, he established the charity Nozad Dogs to transport dogs out of the country to the soldiers who had adopted them while deployed. But the mission expanded, and in 2010, Farthing opened a shelter and clinic in Kabul in hopes of making a dent in the stray animal population in Afghanistan.
If we can actually control the stray dog population, we can then control rabies.
Rabies is a significant and underreported problem in Afghanistan, making Nozad's work a matter of public health.
Our dog shelter is home to about 100 dogs.
Most are street rescues, some found near death. They're now neutered, vaccinated, and ready for adoption. But a number of the dogs are soldier rescues waiting patiently for Nozad to raise the $3,500 it takes to ship each dog to a soldier or contractor in the UK, US, or wherever they deployed from. And cats are a big part of the mission, too.
Hello, Lisa.
Louise Hasty, the full-time shelter manager here, leads us into the cattery, which houses 24 cats. All but 6 feral ones are waiting to be adopted. Hasty says they try to find homes outside Afghanistan by advertising the cats on Nozad's website.
Most of the foreigners that are out here have already got cats because they're everywhere in the streets, so they're already taking care of them.
Guilty. I plucked a kitten out of my yard when I moved here. Nozad spayed, vaccinated, and chipped her here at the clinic. On this day, the clinic staff are busy operating on a severely wounded orange tabby that was brought in from a nearby base after being attacked by a dog. Dr. Hadi, the chief Afghan vet, is clearing away dead tissue from the gaping wound on the cat's front leg.
So, a lot of dead tissue inside.
In addition to Dr. Hadi, Nowzad now has the only 2 female Afghan vets known to be in clinical practice in the country.
I love animals. My dream is to be a good surgeon, vet surgeon.
Mariam, who like many Afghans just gives one name, is a 5th-year vet student who's been working at the clinic for 2 months and is assisting Dr. Hadi today.
I have passed many surgeries here with Dr. Hadi, and I have passed by myself 4 surgeries. So it's awesome.
The other female vet is Meliha, one of the few women to graduate from Kabul University's veterinary program last year. She says working on domesticated animals is not a widely respected profession here for men or women.
Most of Afghan people know. They do not think that it's a good job, okay? But my family, they appreciate me, they encourage me.
Thanks to her and the other vets here, there are fewer stray and suffering animals on the streets, and there are more families around the world with an Afghan dog or cat. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.